This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Unclear what, if any, progress made at a summit between Russian President Putin and Turkish President Erdogan. After meeting for 3 hours, Erdogan said he thought the solution could be found to reviving the UN-brokered Black Sea grain deal. But Putin said the deal won't be restored until the West meets Moscow's demands on its own agricultural exports. Ukraine said on Monday its troops had regained more territory on the Eastern Front and were advancing further south in their counteroffensive against Russian forces. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said Kyiv's forces had retaken about 3 square kilometers of land over the past week around the eastern city of Bakhmut, which was captured by Russian troops in May. The general that led the coup in Gabon has been sworn in as interim president. Reuters' David Doyle.
General Brice Oligui Nguema led military officers who seized power on August 30th. The coup, ending the Bongo family's 56-year grip on power, had drawn cheering crowds onto the streets of the capital, Libreville. However, it has also been condemned abroad. Central African Regional Bloc, ECAS, has urged partners, led by the United Nations and the African Union, to support a rapid return to constitutional order. At his inauguration, Nguema reiterated that his administration would organize free and fair elections, though gave no timetable. He has previously said the junta would proceed quickly but surely, but cautioned that too much haste could lead to elections that lacked credibility.
Reuters' David Doyle. The president also said they would release all political prisoners. This is VOA News. Africa's first climate summit is underway in Kenya, a wrap of the first day from Associated Press reporter Charles de Ledesma.
The first speakers included young people who are demanding a bigger voice in tackling the climate crisis, while Kenyan President William Ruto said, for a long time, it's been looked upon as a problem, but there are immense opportunities as well, referring to multi-billion dollar economic possibilities. Guest speaker, climate envoy John Kerry, added, the global issue affects the continent's 1.3 billion people the most, even though they contribute to it the least.
Of 20 countries most affected by the climate crisis, 17 are here in Africa.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Record rainfall caused a deadly flooding in central Spain on Monday, shutting down roads and temporarily closing down subway lines and high-speed trains. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder says at least 2 people are dead and 3 missing.
Police were searching for a missing man in Aldea del Fresno, southwest of the capital. His car was dragged into the river after an avalanche caused by a sudden spate. His son climbed a tree and was rescued, emergency services said. Rescuers were also looking for a woman who disappeared near the central city of Toledo, where this bus garage was flooded, and for a man in his 80s who was dragged off by streams of water near Madrid. The sudden downpour on Sunday and into early Monday turned streets into rivers of mud that swept away cars and trash bins.
That is Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Europe's car makers have a fight on their hands to produce lower-cost electric vehicles and erase China's lead in developing cheaper, more consumer-friendly models. At Munich's IAA Mobile Show, Renault CEO Luca De Meo, in an interview with Reuters, says he thinks they've got what people are looking for.
You know, big trunk, more than 600 kilometer range with the thing at, I would say, a relatively affordable price, and the total cost of ownership, which is very comparable to, you know, hybrid products. So I think we have a lot of arguments.
And finally, the bass guitar being played by Paul McCartney on this song has been missing since 1969, when it was last seen in London. Now a guitar expert and 2 journalists have launched a global hunt for it. The 3 lifelong Beatles fans are searching for McCartney's original left-handed bass, which he played throughout the 60s, including at Hamburg's Top 10 Club and the Cavern Club in Liverpool, and on early Beatles recordings. They've created a website, thelostbass.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.